You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good, cause it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Glad to be with you. This is Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. Our church is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We are here on the radio proclaiming the truth of God's Word every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Thank you to all of you who listen faithfully and you let us know. We appreciate you and we pray God bless you. We love hearing feedback from our listeners, and we do appreciate the Lord and the WWBC station for the opportunity, the platform to speak the Word of God boldly for the glory of God. And so I'm your host in the studio today, Minister Andre Jordan. Excited about another opportunity just to share Jesus and to encourage hearts, I pray. Father, thank you just for a beautiful day, a beautiful day with your blessing, a beautiful day of your presence. You know what? Thank you for faith, God. Thank you for knowing you. Thank you for your word. Your word is our truth. Your word is everything to us. Open up our understanding even more, Father, concerning faith in God. I pray and I ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk and touch on faith today. I want to talk and I want to touch on faith. I want to say the scripture tells us all of us have been given a measure of faith, the measure of faith. And then scripture tells us if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, how powerful that is. There's many substances in the earth that are powerful, and some of them they say like even just a dot, even just a grain of salt size would be enough to fatally harm someone. There's many substances in the earth, and just the size of a grain of salt can fatally wound, harm, kill someone. And so in talking about that or thinking about that thought, comparatively, how powerful is our faith? How powerful is our faith that Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, and if we don't doubt in our heart, and if we just believe the word of God, what that faith would accomplish. He said you would be able, you and I would be able to speak to the mountains, and the mountains would be removed. They would have to come into alignment with the declaration of the word of God out of our mouth. We are someone important to God. You are someone important to God. You have been empowered by the Lord Jesus Christ. How? Why? When? When you accepted him as Lord and Savior, when you came into the kingdom of God, came into the kingdom of light. When we accept Jesus Christ, we ask forgiveness of our sins. God comes in and cleanses and washes us. His Holy Spirit fills us and creates and makes us new creations in God. He has given us the measure of faith to enable us to do feats, exploits beyond what we could ask, think, imagine, anticipate. The challenge today, I want to make this clear. You and I have all the faith we need to do everything God has assigned for us to do. You and I have faith. I have faith. You have faith. Sometimes we feel like we don't, but the scripture tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. I want to talk about this today because I want our minds to be renewed to who we are. Sometimes when we go through hurdles, challenges, trials, testing, difficult seasons of life, storms, there's pressure, there's persecution. Sometimes in the midst of that, we lose focus. Comparatively, if you're outside and it's thundering and it's lightning and it's raining and it's hailing and it's sleeting, you might get wet. But guess what? That's not your permanent state. You're going to dry off. You're going to be all right. So when we go through these storms, when we go through challenges and testing, we go through, and sometimes if we're not careful, we lose focus. We think and begin to think things like, it's going to always be this way. I'm always going to be in this place, in this season, in this current situation. But the devil is a liar. We are not going to remain in this place, but God is taking us through it. God is taking us through the hurdle, through the challenge, through the trial, through the testing, through the persecution, through the situation. He is taking you and I through it. I'm reminded of the word of God that tells us in Romans, for we know that all things work together for the good of those that love God, those that are called according to his purposes. For we know that all things, nothing is excluded from working for my good, despite what it looks like. In the book of Romans 8:28, and we know, do you know? And we know, declare, I know. Because many times it's not that we do not know, but it is that we are not exercising our faith. Sometimes, like I said, we get a beat down. We win and we have the victory, but sometimes, just like in a boxing ring, you're gonna get hit. You might be winning off of a technicality. You might be winning off of a knockout. We're going to get the victory because God has promised us the victory. He called us victorious. He called us overcomers. He called us more than a conqueror. So I'm gonna get the victory. Declare that. I'm gonna get the victory. Let your faith speak out of your mouth. It's a problem when our faith is silent. Let your faith speak out of your mouth. Let your faith have its voice and use its voice out of your mouth. I have faith. And I am going to get the victory. The word of God declares I am victorious. I am a conqueror. I am an overcomer. I have faith. So Romans 8:28, let me read it again. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. I love God. I pray that you love God. And I want to say, he loves you. God loves you. To those who are the called according to his purpose. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. all things, no exclusions, all things work together for good. Declare that all things are working together for my good. Yes, that thing too is working together for my good. All things is on assignment to make sure I win, to make sure I come out on top, to make sure I am the victor, the conqueror, the overcomer. All things is working. God has designed it. God has set it up that I win. I am victorious. And so we're talking about faith, but as I was talking about faith, it made me think about the scripture that says all things work together. And we have to believe and know that every line, every dot, every tittle of the word of God is true. If God said it, it's like a cashier's check. You can take it to the bank. We do not have to back off of God's word with our faith, with our words. We can declare his word day in and day out. And all that does is build up our faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So the more that I declare out of my mouth, and that's why I was saying today, declare that. It makes it, but it gets into my spirit, man, because I hear it. I hear it. It begins to reverberate on the inside of me. This is the word. It begins to remind me if I've taken some hits in the battle, and I'm feeling kind of groggy, how a boxer would feel. You're in the ring with the opponent, and you're giving them the okie doke, and then they get a good hit, and you might need to shake your head. You might need to shake yourself a little bit, and that's okay. Get your focus back. Your faith is valuable today. My faith is valuable. My faith is one of the most valuable things that I have. I believe the word of God is true, and it's true for my life. I trust God and I trust his word. I know and believe that God is not a liar, that I don't have to doubt him. And the more faith is been compared to a muscle, God has given to every man the measure of faith. Every man, woman, boy, girl, child has been distributed faith. We need faith to believe God. We need faith to believe God to save us, to believe God to forgive us, to believe God to wash us, to believe God to cleanse us. We need faith to live in the earth. The scripture says, when Christ returns, shall he find faith in the earth? I declare today, Christ shall find faith in me. I am of the earth, created out of the dust of the ground. Christ is going to find faith on this piece of earth. My faith is opening doors for me as I declare the word of the Lord. My faith is changing atmospheres, is changing situations. My faith is charging atmospheres. My faith is propelling me forward because I dare to believe God. I dare to believe his word. Would you today dare to believe God in a situation that looks insurmountable, in a situation that looks like, no, you're going to have to back up out of this. There's no getting around this. No, what they're telling you, what the report says, what the paperwork says, what the attorney says. But would you dare with me to believe God despite what it looks like, despite the situation, despite what they said? Why are we focused on what they said when we have the 66 books of the Word of God declaring boldly what our God says? I want to challenge you today. When the enemy steps to you and he brings his two cousins, doubt and fear and unbelief, would you declare what the Word of God says? Would you remind yourselves, and I remind myself, wait a minute, hit the pause button. I hear what you said, But let me tell you what the Word of God says. I want to say how important it is that we be proactive in the against the enemy, that we come slinging the Word of God, that we come machine gunning the Word of God, that we come that we are ready to proclaim and to make decrees and to declare from a place of faith the Word out of our mouth mixed with faith. I want to say I had a situation. Let me just give a little testimony here. I had a situation with the IRS. And you know, sometimes when we have these government acronyms, we declare and think like, you're not going to be able to budge them because we ascribe to them so much power. We ascribe to them so much, you know, control or say-so or authority. So I had a situation and I was writing back and trying to follow the instructions to appeal a matter and get a matter resolved favorably. And so very, very recently, I received a notification that my appeal efforts had been denied, and in the legal writing and the authority of the IRS, it said, you know, almost like that was it. But there was a window if I wanted to produce new information, if I wanted to call to speak to someone, if I wanted to make a last-ditch effort. I'm talking today about faith. Faith in God who cannot lie. Faith in God whose hand is not too short to save. So despite this being a matter since 2021, we're now in 2023. So I've been, you know, steadily working on this matter with the Goliath in this testimony of the IRS. That was my Goliath, the IRS. And so I took every effort to take advantage of every opportunity to have this last-ditch effort. But as I was in my prayer chamber meeting with the Lord, I said, Lord, I've pretty much exhausted all that I have the ability to do. I've exhausted everything. And I began to talk to the Lord and I began to remind the Lord, Lord, if you don't do it, I can't do it. I'm writing, responding, sending photocopies. I can't do it, Lord, because I've tried. I've put forth my diligence to do what I could in the natural, my efforts, pencil and paper. And I took a piece of paper and I wrote down the acronym IRS. And I begin to say, God, they don't have the last say, so they're not all powerful. God is. So whatever we're facing today, it's not all powerful. Sometimes it looks like it. Sometimes when we go through health challenges, it looks like the name of this disease is all powerful. It looks like the name of this disease or this thing is going to win and have the victory. But if we would remember the Word of God, if we would be bold enough and dare to proclaim and profess His Word, put His Word mixed with faith, release it from our lips like an atom bomb, God can move on our behalf. I wrote on my piece of paper the acronym IRS, and I put a new definition for that acronym IRS. I put I for incapable, R of resisting, and then S was the Savior. Incapable of resisting the Savior. I was like, I know they have a lot of, you know, authority, a lot of power, a lot of control, but even the IRS is incapable. And I want to give testimony today of victory. God, when I reached out to call the clerk that I had to speak with, we had a call. She was gonna check on some things and tried to allow me to take a look at my file and asked again if I had new information to produce and would talk to me, follow up with me later. I want to say maybe it was an hour, maybe a little more of an hour, but not long. God had her to call me back, and she confirmed to me, we're going to release the funds that are owed to you. We're going to, my supervisor has signed off on it already, and you're going to receive that which looked like that which the enemy wanted me to throw in the towel and give up on and just say, oh, well. But I want to say my faith in God, my faith in who he is, my faith in the possible. For it says, God is a God of the impossible. For with God, the scripture tells us, nothing shall be impossible. So I put my faith to the test in this testimony. And I want to say how marvelously, wonderfully, miraculously, God moved on my behalf in the ninth hour. In the ninth hour, I want to encourage us today and encourage all of us that are listening to the sound of my voice to have faith in God. Have faith in God. Many times Jesus spoke and he talked about, where is your faith, O ye of little faith? And sometimes it was a blessing to read in the scripture where Jesus talks about, oh, this is great faith, such great faith I have not seen in all of Israel. Your faith is valuable to you. Your faith is a necessity to you and to me in our lives. I want to encourage you to stand in faith and believe the word of the Lord no matter what it looks like. I want to encourage you and challenge you more than ever before to speak faith. Faith speaks. Many times we think things, but faith speaks. Faith is released. Faith can be seen. Faith is demonstrated. So even when it seems impossible, speak and declare the word of God. Walk by faith. It's like we have to condition ourselves to know and believe the word of God. Condition ourselves. Just like an athlete, if you look at track stars, if you look at basketball players, football players, they have conditioning. They condition themselves. They get themselves in top-notch shape. They're always practicing, stretching, lifting weights. And we need to lift the weight of our Bibles and open them and read them and hide the word in our heart so that the word of God hidden in our heart, the word of God that we hear ourselves reading, we hear our pastors and leaders proclaiming and preaching and teaching the word of God. Let that faith activate, be stirred in our heart, and let us more than ever before begin to be intentional to speak up, to speak faith, to demonstrate faith, to walk by faith, to see by faith in what the word of the Lord says. That let it become a faith lifestyle. I live and I breathe and I by the word of the Lord, faith in his word, because his word supersedes every other word. His word supersedes every other thought. His word supersedes every other thing someone could say to us. And we must begin to contend for the faith. We must begin to cast down doubt, fear, unbelief, every other word that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We've got to combat all of the things a lot of times that the enemy tries to throw at us with our faith, with our decree, with our declaration. We've got to become proactive. I believe God. I believe his word. Let us become faith talkers. Let us become faith walkers. Let us begin to live faith lifestyles. When someone says it can't be done, they don't know my God. Let us begin to boast in the Lord. Let us begin to live beyond what we've been living, lives of existence, lives of limitation, lives of less than. Let us begin to put faith to work. Give God something to work with. That is the challenge. I believe that as I just took a piece of paper and wrote down the acronym, incapable of resisting my Savior, I just believe it sent forth something in the atmosphere. And they, guess what? In my testimony with the IRS, they were incapable of resisting. They had to bow. And because of it, I'm getting the refund. I'm getting the release of funds. And I praise and I bless God for it. And I give God the glory for it. And I wanted to share that testimony because I want to encourage you. Dare to believe God. Dare to believe the word of God. Dare to exercise your faith. Don't worry that your measure, you might say in your mind's eye, is that of a mustard seed. Remember, there are deadly ingredients in the earth that the size of a mustard seed will destroy something. So use your mustard seed to destroy doubt, to destroy fear, to destroy every other thing that we struggle with, every other voice. Let us cast it down and let us speak what God says. Let us be quick to be and imitate Christ, who said, "It is written." The word is written, and he used the word as a sword, as a weapon, and he drove the enemy. He put the enemy to a flight. So I declare today that you and I are, our faith is increasing in God as we hear the word of God. Faith is coming. Faith is coming in your mouth and in your decree and in your declaration. Faith is coming to your life, to the struggle, to the problem, to the issue. I pray that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. You've been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Come and visit us, 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. God keep you. Let your faith be seen in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, 99.9 FM, and 100.7 FM. Today's Modern Worship, Cocoa, Rockledge, and all of Brevard County.
Was on.